Okay, love bugs, we're back. This is going to be the Dharma side of things for the same signs that I mentioned on the first part. However, this is going to be for the Dharma of those signs. I'm not going to do it in the same order. First, we're doing Scorpio and Scorpio placements. So I'm explaining how Dharma looks in the energy of it being Aries season. The things that people asserted themselves with or chose to stand up for themselves in a positive light. You're defending yourself, you're standing up for yourself, you're doing what's right. And you do have Scorpio or Scorpio placements, or you know somebody that's getting good news with these placements. This is that episode, okay? And I'm gonna do it like the other ones, where it's like all back to back. So also with the fifth house here, if there's a Scorpio placement in the fifth house and they're receiving karma, or like a Pluto in Scorpio placement or a Scorpio sun placement that's listening, and you're receiving good news, this is like a death to a rebirth, or like rejuvenation, evolution, new outlooks, excuse me. You're stepping into your divine destined path. Whatever you were destined in this life to do, it's coming true and it's happening for you. This is what you've been building up, saving up for, working on. Artistic talents coming to the forefront. Like, you know, you're a painter, you're a sculptor, you're a musician, you're a dancer. Like, whatever you've been practicing, working on, putting content out, like, whatever it is for you, it's like, it's time for that to evolve. We're pregnancy conception here in the fifth house as well. If you do have Scorpio placements in the fifth house and you're experiencing good things, it's like giving death to a rebirth. So like, you know how people be like, oh, there's a new baby being born in the family. So somebody might lose a grandparent. My condolences in advance. But like, sometimes that happens. Like you just lost a parent or a grandparent and then you have a child or something like that with pregnancy and conception. Yeah. So those type things happening. You know, a grandparent is like on bed rest, or they're barely hanging in there, or they're on life support or whatever. They just ended up in the hospital. It's like you're kind of expecting, like, you know, okay, this is grandma or grandpa's last days. Let me go spend as much time with them as I can type situation. Death to rebirth. And even if it's not actual literal pregnancy, is like a birthing of a new idea or a new way of life. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you might receive bad news, but good news at the same time. My condolences, your grandma, your grandpa passed away. However, they did leave you behind everything. Now you can start your life new. Now you can move here. Now you can go there. Now you have these accounts and this offshore, this and that. Like whatever it was, it's like consultant, like you sitting down and somebody saying my condolences, but here you are for this, for that. You might not have known, or you might have known type thing. Now with Scorpio in any placement, it still brings about deception or things like that. And even though we're talking about Dharma, good things happening, you can find out that the bearer of bad news is like, yeah, your grandparent passed. I don't know, maybe the money could bring out the energy of people, try to take your money or try to forge a signature or something like that. But it's like, either way it goes, you got the money. You're gonna get it. I don't know how to explain it. It's like a bad news turns around good for you. Like, you thought you lost everything. Like, even in Honey Boo Boo's situation, her mom being online and being like, yeah. Or not online, but like on a national TV show and being like, yeah, I definitely spent this money on this, this, and that. And there is no more money. And that money was my money, but really it wasn't. It's like, how can I explain it? Like, her being able to receive justice, she might take her around to court and she gets whatever. She's old, sued, whatever. It's like, she gets a huge payout now. Now she has the money. Now she can have her own life. Now she can go to college. Now she can follow her dreams and her passions. You know what I'm saying? So that's really what it is. But it's like, there was some type of darker energy here in order for you to have to go through a death and rebirth. Like, even though you're getting good news, you just went through hell. And now it's like, oh God, finally, it's really over. Cool, I can move on now. Like, yes, this is one more bad news that I get, but at the same time, I can start over. It's just like a rebirth, but it's a death to a rebirth. So somebody might physically pass away in your family, but it's giving me like old age or something. Or even if it was old age, you didn't know that somebody either tried to take something from them, or they mistreated you, or they lied to you about it. I don't know what it is, but yeah. Somebody might quite literally birth a child. Maybe it's not necessarily the people that is associated with, or like maybe it's not necessarily the person that left this behind to you, but like the people involved with this placement. It's like something involved. In order for you to follow your destiny, you have to go through this, basically. In order for you to be the type like novelist, or like, you know, author, award-winning author, whatever, if you're telling your story, you had to go through the story to be able to tell it, if that makes sense. Like, it made you who you are. It gave you your strength, you having to go through this. So yeah, it's a good thing, but it's like plot twist, right? Like plot twist, like the plot twist in a good way for you. You get saved, you get helped, you get whatever you're owed. But at the same time, it's like, geez, I just went through all this shit. Yeah. You have to fight people for trying to take what belonged to you, or your money, your inheritance, your whatever. You know, they were angry. Maybe they felt like because they were older than you. I don't know. Like, whatever. It's a lot of dark stuff in order for you to become who you are, why you have that gift, why you have that talent. Something like that. Justice here with the moon in Libra, it's about justice. So you getting justice. There's two angry women here. There might be two women in a certain situation that's really mad that you're this protected. Like maybe they're the deceptive, envious energy trying to deceive and change things around and flip words or flip scenarios to make it fit for them. But there's two women in the situation that's pissed off that this is happening for someone, or this is happening for people on a larger scale. People getting justice for being mistreated by a community. But it's like, this is your soul destiny. I don't know how to explain it. With Scorpio sun sign, Scorpio fifth house, or Pluto in Scorpio, it's like, this is literally how you were going to get your abundance. You were not going to get your abundance in any type of other way other than going through hell and starting over again from scratch. Like, the gods were not going to just hand this to you with this placement. You had to go through some shit so that you had a story to tell, basically. So I guess you're going to fulfill your destiny and understand, like, I had to go through this to understand this, because if I didn't go through this, I wouldn't be like this today, or, you know, something like that. This could be a message for men and women coming up in this Aries season. Sincere friendships are formed. Like, wow, after going through all this, I realize I only have one good friend, or I'm my only friend, or I have to be more careful about who I let into my life, or like whatever it is. It's like a life-changing story. Life-changing story, like overnight celebrity, based off you using your discernment, your intuition, having a different outlook on the situation, you evolving and understanding things. How to spot an envious person, how to spot deception, how to spot someone that is pure evil and like fucked up intentions and aggressive, how to spot a thief, how to know if you're safe or not. Like, you have to like transform or something. Yeah. with pension here, you might get somebody's like benefits, their pension, their 401k, their fucking life insurance policy, their fucking anything they have, a safety deposit box, land, home, whatever they have that they gave to you, you probably have all that. With death card here again, and I know you represent death, but it's like twice here, it might be more than one passing. I don't want to say it's like a murder or nothing, but it's like more than one passing, more than one situation for sure. Victory here. So it's bad news, yes, but at the same time, it's like this happened and this happened and they left you everything, or this is what you get out of this, or I don't know, like a life insurance or something. On the karma one, I said somebody was doing life insurance fraud, but on this one, I feel like you didn't know that somebody added you to their life insurance policy. Like, if anything ever happens to me, give this to this person, something like that. Yeah. Somebody that cared for you, loved you, raised you. Definitely went on a journey with you, or used to go visit them or something like that. This is supposed to happen on your journey. You gotta be very successful. You've been working towards successes. I feel like this energy was here, to slow you down, but it's like you conquered it. You didn't let it get the best of you. Like I said, you went through hell and back. Like, damn, even if I gotta lose everything, I'm not fucking with these people no more or whatever. Yeah, you could have battled your own demons too. Here with gambler and devil, like maybe you had like a gambling addiction or addictions, you battle something, even if this, what I'm saying, is not somebody else doing it to you, but it's like your own self-sabotage. Maybe you gambled or had issues with that. Maybe you were a thief, you did scam. Maybe you're like trying to clean up your energy and you were like, well, okay, one day you just decided I'm gonna stop being like this and I'm gonna be a better person. But since you accrued so much karma from being a thief, being a scammer, being a gambler, or whatever you're poison was, the guys was like, no, you can't just pick up one day and say you want to be great, you want to be good, you got to start showing me. So all that shit you did, you got to take that back in some type of fashion. You got in trouble with the law maybe, but now it's like it's finally back on your side. So you had the, even if this was like from a past life, you were basically, you might even have like 12th house in Scorpio, but you were basically like reaping things that were sown in past lives in this lifetime. And you're like, damn, I'm a good person. You didn't just wake up and decide to be a good person. You actually was born a good person, but you were going through fucked up shit. So I feel like in this Aries season, before it's over, you're going to have good shit happen to you, because it's like, it's your turn now. Like, all right, I got none. Whooping your ass. Like, you know, Pluto just had a transit not too long ago. So it's like, all right, I'll stop fucking with you. I was on your neck about this for like the past decade or so. And now you can win. And even though I said that like January 20th or something, it's still like, this is the timeline now. Like sometime before, Aries season is over. For sure. Yeah, you might get a visit from a lawyer, or they might be like, hey, we're not even in the same country. I need you to come here. Such and such paperwork or whatever. Then it's like, yeah, you might get messages about stuff like that. So that's all I got. That's good news and bad news, you know. It's all one and the same. But yeah, hope that resonates with somebody. Congratulations. But that's what that means in your chart, okay, when you're looking at those type of things. This is what it means. Peace. Okay, we're back with the Dharma in Cancer this time around. So Dharma in Cancer was Sun in Cancer placement, the fifth house in Cancer, or Moon in Cancer, okay? Basically, Dharma-wise, what that means is you're going to have some type of good news about, like, personal good news, like, personal to yourself. So if you're resonating with this, then that means you probably are a sun sign or a moon sign in particular. your sun or your moon placement on your chart is a Cancer. Or you're like Cancer rising or something. It's like an upgrade to your personal self. Your heart space is going to be fulfilled. You might have unconscious feelings or insomnia or like kind of feeling a little anxious. You don't really understand why, but it's because like with the moon card, you can feel that something's about to change for you. This can involve a pregnancy. It's giving me like, before you even take a test, you might have a unconscious feeling that I am pregnant type of situation. It's like personal good news, personal good messages. People seeing your true heart space. If you're very nurturing, they're going to see this. Your nurturing habits, how you are as a person is going to shine through. The opposite of Cancer is Capricorn, and I see the Devil card here right next to the Chariot. So it's giving me like, you have two sides to yourself, right? Cancers are crabs. They can be crabby or whatever. It's just like moody. So I feel like whatever it is, no matter how moody you are or how aggressive you may be or how standoffish you may be or anything like that, people are going to see like, oh, that's just a crutch, or that's just how this person expresses their emotions, but they're really a good person at heart. You know, something like that. Your talents, your true character is going to like shine through moving forward. People are going to see, you know what? As much as this person, I felt like this person was crazy. This is how they express their anger. That's an emotion. This person is a Cancer, or they have a Cancer moon, or a Cancer placement somewhere in their chart. Fifth house could be particular. But it's like their emotions, when it's running high, this is how this person represents, whether you're on the good side or the bad side. So I feel like people are starting to see this with the Chariot card here twice in two different decks. There's a light and a dark side. Like literally. Your dark side is more so, you might even have a Capricorn moon. You can be like a Cancer sun and a Capricorn moon with this type of explanation I'm saying. Like the Cancer side of you, very emotional, very loving, very nurturing. But then with the Capricorn moon, if they get the dark side of you, quite literally, the opposite of Cancer is Capricorn. Capricorn is represented as the Devil. So quite literally, if it comes down to it, you can be their worst nightmare or their best friend. Depends on how your emotions are about the situation. But with this in particular, as good news for yourself, I feel like you chose how to show up in this world, which are, like you're very intentional with your emotions. You're emotionally intelligent. So you know how your wrath can be, but you stayed calm, even though your emotions are running high. So for this, it's like you got a great reward coming through with great fortune in the courthouse. Maybe like something worked out in your favor. Maybe you were like, look, I don't know how this is going to go, but I'm going to trust the gods because I know my temper and I'll end up in prison. And then I'm not trying to do that. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? You have to like kind of calm yourself down a little bit, like get yourself a pep talk. Like, but this is bringing you about good news. You might get called in for a visit to, like a lawyer or something. Like, hey, I'm from this corporation or whatever. Can you meet me at the office on this date at this time so we can discuss this and this further? This is good news for you though. Maybe somebody made you lose your job, your livelihood, your money, income, whatever. Like they were tampering with things to like upset you. And you stay calm. And it's like, as a result of this, your personal issues reaches a resolution. So it's like, whatever you were going through is being resolved. Yeah. You're gonna come into money, or you're gonna come into success, or if you're like, damn, I really need to win this case, but I'm spending all my money on this lawyer, it's like, all that hard work is gonna pay off. You're gonna, get the answer you want. If this is involving a relationship, a situation, whatever, it's like this is all a part of your destiny. Yeah. With the message of concern here in the mature woman, remember, Cancer also represents the mother, I said. So, like, Cancer Moon, your mother could be a Cancer, your stepmother could be a Cancer, your mother figure could be a Cancer. Definitely a family member. This is also giving me, somebody in your family might reach out to you with the devil card here. Yeah, thief. Somebody in your family, for sure in your family, could have stole from you or caused you to lose your job and stole from you at the same time, like doing the most. They could be getting bad news about them receiving karma, or you're going to get the news about them receiving karma or something like that, because it has something to do with you. And you're going to be like, wow, that person was doing that, I didn't know, or something like that. But it's good news for you. I don't know how to explain it. Yeah. With the community here, it's going to be on the news or locally in the group chat, however the fuck that works. But this person is involved with thieves, and they were like trying to make you feel crazy or something like that. But I see that you're going to receive justice in court and maybe like a settlement for this or something. Yeah, this person may try to come in and tell you something, tell you a message to try to befriend you in order to get this abundance. But it's like, no. Keep your calm, keep your cool, maybe something like that. This is going to allow you to tap into your, you know, artistic talents, endeavors, entrepreneurship, whatever you want to do, like whatever your heart desires, you know. But there might be like a message coming through before then. Yeah, to protect you, with the protector here to protect you from this person. So this person is like alive doing shit. They don't have any money or anything like that. They know that you're about to get something for something that they did to you. I said this on another reading. I don't remember which one. But, so they're trying to come in and be like, hi, I know I did you wrong, but can you forgive me? So you can, and you can help them out. So they only sorry because they got caught, basically. With protector and anger, it's like, protect your anger from them. Don't get mad. Don't reach out to, like, if they reach out to you, don't say anything back. I said this to somebody else, and I was like, somebody might be trying to do magic to try to get you to forgive them or something. Don't. Yeah. Angry, displeased. Somebody might try to spark a conversation, an argument with you. I know this is supposed to be good news, but it's like, the reason that it's kind of coming out both is because the good news is you win a court case, or you're about to get a settlement or payback or whatever. The other side to that is that this person knows it somehow, and they're trying to sneak you and like, come in playing nice or something and get you caught up in their bullshit and their karma that they're going through for doing something to you. With the soldier here, police officer, protector, like, it's giving me one of those situations. You might have a dream about this too, but like, if this person reaches out to you with the visit here, it might be something like, the police might say, hey, if you like, okay, how can I explain this? I feel like you're about to get some type of abundance somehow. And I feel like this person has been doing shitty stuff to you. This might be a mom or a mother figure or something. And if they have, they know somehow you're about to get this abundance. However they fucking know that. Because they're associated with somehow. So they're trying to come in and fake the funk and be cool with you. Just to get a piece of this abundance. But honestly, when you're getting this abundance and courts involved and stuff, this person might still be free, but I feel like it's like a hidden energy here. Like, they're free. I said this in another reading. I don't remember how many days ago, but I said somebody might be living in their car and try to reach out to somebody and do a spell and, a whole bunch of shit just to get them to like answer, respond to them, befriend them again so that it's like, I need money type thing. So, I was saying if you are a powerful practitioner, you know how to make sure that money spell they're doing by sending you money is not going to affect you. I said if you're not, just send the money back, block them, we'll do whatever you got to do. But honestly, it's given me like, this person, I don't know, it's something around like this person knowing that you have money on the way. So they're going to reach out to you. But I feel like use your intuition. And if this is resonating with you, you probably already know the person I'm talking about. And it's like, they're trying to, it's like they know you're not dumb. So it's like, they're going to try to come in and leave breadcrumbs so that when your money comes, it's like you feel obligated or I don't know, something like that. They're trying to plant breadcrumbs like, I helped you out that one time, or I sent you this, or, oh, you think you can help me out now, or, you know, anything like that. They're trying to do something like that. So with the devil card here and thief, it's giving me like sneaky, sinister tricks up their sleeve, basically. Manipulative. This person could be a Cancer, sun, or moon, but have a emotionally manipulative energy around you receiving a high vibrational gift. So they're going to come in and try to give you something before you get something bigger, just to see that when you get something bigger, you owe them or something. And I feel like to confirm this with you, you're probably going to get them to reach out to you first. And I feel like the reason your spirit team is like block them is because they're going to try to reach out again when you get this stuff that's a bigger amount of money or something. But before then, I see something's going to align. This is like an Aries season. Something's going to align because it says reaches a resolution. Something's going to align where when you meet up with the person that's giving you whatever you're owed from a court situation, then it's like there's going to be a police officer involved, and they might be like something about this thief. Like the thief is going to reach out to you. Like they've been doing shit to you in the background, but they're going to reach out to you and be like, they have demonic energy behind them. Like they did a spell in order to make it seem like they're coming in with good intentions, but they don't. And they've been doing shiesty shit behind your back. They could even be on the run or something, and they're going to send you some money and do just all this kind of stuff. And I said on the other episode when I gave advice, like block them, do this, do that, whatever you got to do. For some of y'all, this person gonna reach out right before you get something else happening good for you. It's cause they're trying to get that from you too. And they already did some shit like that. So it's like, yeah, it's like, you know, this person's character, pay attention to your unconscious feelings, your emotions, cause they're gonna tell you something. This person is like weird. The police are going to come in at some point in this before Aries season is over and tell you like, hey, did this person reach out to you? You're going to be like, yeah, this person tried to visit me, or they try to be cool with me again. We haven't talked in this long. My gut told me no. They're going to be like, oh, wow, that's crazy, because they're actually on the run. They did this to you and we're looking for them right now. There's a warrant out for their arrest. So it's like, did this person tell you where they're at? Like, they're looking for this person. Something like that. But this has something to do with your dharma. Like, this is destined to happen because they did something to you. Yeah, with the absence here, this person's missing. So, for sure, as dharma, I'm telling you right now, don't go nowhere with this person. You don't got to talk to this person, nothing like that. Don't go back and forth with this person, nothing like that. They might try to come in like a sincere friend, or like they're cool, or everything's fine, but like, it's very sinister energy here. This is like somebody's mother or mother figure or something. They might be like, hey, can I drop off the money to your door? Or, can I see my grandkid or come see the family or something like that? Don't do it. Cause no matter where they're saying they're at, they're not there. Like I said, this might be somebody living in their car. Maybe they're like, what's your address? Don't tell them. If the conversation seems weird, whatever. If they send you the money and you need it and you know what you're doing with magic, do your thing. If you don't know what you're doing, send that shit back. You don't need it that bad because it's a spell over it. But for sure, for somebody, the police are going to come through and protect you on this situation because this person is like, their energy is like turning dark or something like that. Yeah, it's like, for sure, they've been playing around with some dark-ass demonic spells. But somehow this is somebody's dharma. Like, this is your good karma. And I feel like the good part of this is that you get justice. This person gets arrested or gets caught. The chariot card can also stand for, like, police officers or something. Like, you know, like that one time that you need them to show up and come through, they came through for you in your situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, where you're safe, you're protected type shit. So, whatever this person's planning or trying to do, I feel like you're gonna get money regardless. You're gonna get your abundance that's owed to you or whatever. But it's like, in this situation, you're gonna actually receive justice as your dharma for this mother or mother figure. All right. Last one on this episode, and then that's it. Peace. Okay, we're back. This is the last one on this part before I call it a night. And this is Virgo, Virgo placements. So you could be a sun in Virgo, Mercury Virgo, or fifth house Virgo. But this is on the Dharma side. Now, I have to figure out something. I was like, why is it seeming like some of the messages are a little aggressive still? Or it's like, you have to go through hell for this, or just a little off, where it's like good news but bad news too. And I feel like it's because this is ruled, Aries is ruled by Mars. Mars is the god of war. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to be good news without you going through some type of shit. It could be like a closing out of a cycle for you. Like, you've been going through this shit for a minute, you know, type shit. So you might have, like I said, Aries, Aries placement sun, Aries moon, fifth house in Aries, or, I mean, why am I saying Aries? You might though, but I'm talking about Virgos. It could be affecting people with Aries placements and Virgo placements. In any of those signs that I just said, let me slow down. Mercury communication. I was just kind of in a, Aries Mercury vibe as well. The way I was just speaking really fast, like I wasn't really thinking about what I was trying to say, but it's like I have a bunch of words I'm trying to form and it's rushing out my mouth, like quick. Something about something quickly happened or quickly been resolved with a Virgo or Virgo placement. It's like this Libra moon that we're in and it being the season of Aries and somebody being a Virgo or Virgo placement. Quick communication about something that was hidden, like doubly hidden. I feel like it's good news for you, but like I said, since we are in Aries season, this is like the god of war. So you went through to war for this. This wasn't just like handed to you. You could have conquered your enemy. Slay your enemies, you know what I'm saying? Type vibes. Yeah. Maybe you thought you were going crazy. There's a lot of swords here. Ace of swords, page of swords, five of swords here. Like, you thought you were going crazy. Writing down your dreams. Taking notes on things. Maybe you were tracking something. Saving text messages, conversations, emails between people. And you're thinking, maybe I should save this just in case. Like, it's giving the Risa Tisa vibe again. How she was like, at a certain point in time, she started to record voice notes and ask yourself questions like, am I tripping? Am I going crazy? Is he for real? You know, like, is he just gaslighting me? Like, what am I dealing with type thing? Like that. Going back over your notes, realizing that your ideas are making sense, but you just had something that was like doubly hidden. And this energy is giving me, your intuition was on point with all these swords, Queen of Swords, Ace of Swords, Virgo placements. If you're resonating, your intuition was on point. You seen through something that others couldn't see. Somebody could have been watching you, stalking you, harassing you. This resonates with the Virgo karma that I said. So maybe you and this person is a Virgo, or you have this placement somewhere in your chart. Shit, for all I know, you could be listening to me and you could be an air sign, or your Mercury's in Virgo. But you could be an air sign, Libra, Aquarius, or Gemini and Virgo both rule Mercury, so your Mercury could be in Gemini or Virgo. Something like that. Or you might have a double Virgo placement. Something like that. You might be like a air sign, sun sign, and then have your moon and your Mercury Virgo or some shit like that. Yeah. It was like an energy trying to disturb you, throw you off, make you feel like you're tripping. But it was like super hidden. It's giving me like gaslighting or something. You could have been seeing visions about this and you're like, I don't understand what I'm seeing. Messages. Is this person actually messaging me? Maybe you had dreams about seeing this person messaging you, but the message didn't come up. And it's like, what the fuck? I know what I seen. Yeah, why is this good news? I feel like this is good news because for somebody listening that also resonated with the karma Virgo one in a natal chart. And then now, you're listening and you're resonating with the good side of that. I feel like somebody listening or is going to listen. You dodged a bullet. This is like going back off that one. It's like this is somebody that thought they were actually married to you. Like they thought you were their female with the main female here in a marriage. They literally thought you were their girlfriend. I could be talking to the divine feminine. In particular, I see a lot of feminine in these cards. This person, energy was disturbed. So the disruption here that was doubly hidden from you is that this person could be a Virgo themselves. You might just have a placement somewhere in your chart. With the destiny here, you might have like a midhaven, your Virgo midhaven. So if you look on your chart, it might say MC, like the letter M and the letter C. And then that's your midhaven. So look into that a little bit. I'm not going to describe it because it's too much right now, but it's like, it's an important part of your chart. You can have Virgo midhaven and this person is like unbalanced. You could have brought them balance somehow. I don't know how. Been a friend, coworker, spouse. I don't know. Maybe you never dated this person, but they just in their minds, they were dating you. They were doing stuff for you. They were working out for you with you in mind, like everything. With main female here in marriage, like they literally thought you guys were together. I feel like this is coming up as dharma because as a protection order with this angel here, balance, your spirit team protected you from this person. With the full moon in Gemini here, it says the answers you need are coming. You're going to find out all this soon yourself. You could have, like I said, had dreams and you're like, damn, I've been listening to Nola's episodes. She says this shit as much as she hates repeating herself. That's the one thing I'll say. Write your dreams down. Write them down. So you wrote down, damn, I keep seeing this person in my dream every couple months, way too often, all the time. Why? It's because this person's energy was disturbed. And they're mentally disturbed. I see. It's a mental disruption here. Like, they're crazy. They have out-of-body experiences. Or there was a demon attachment here. I'm not gonna hold you quite heavily with this. This is a demon attachment. And I see for somebody, this demon is no longer in them. But that doesn't mean that you can just go up and be this person's friend again. It's like something might happen. I think I said that on the Virgo one or the Scorpio one. I said, that there's a group of friends or old friends that may end up passing away. And people are going to find out what they were doing in the background. This could be that person. And the gods are going to show you how much they love you by revealing that this is how close this was to you. Nothing will come of this situation. Nothing's going to happen to you. But they need you to understand that this good news coming towards you, maybe you have to wait on actually getting married. Maybe you have to wait on actually moving forward towards your person, or, you know, you were just like waiting for something. You're like, what am I waiting? Do I need to work on anything? What do I need to release? If you're like a practitioner and you're doing like cord cutting rituals, like you're not attached to this person anymore. I don't think about them, nothing like that. It wasn't that. It was like this person had like a demonic attachment to them. So they literally was like possessed by a demon that was like obsessed with you, but it was obsessed with you, trying to come in and like disturb your energy. So every time you seen this person in dream time, you were kind of talking to a demon. You might have seen them in dream time look scary, or their eyes look demonic, or it was just always a dark dream. It's because quite literally, somehow, I don't know if this is from birth or if they were doing magic on you or what, you might find out like the answers you need are coming. I see. You quite literally are finding out that you battled a demon. You've been battling a demon, but not your own. It was like within this person. So I think on the, was it the Virgo one that I said Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? It might have been. But like, you were seeing Mr. Hyde in reality and thinking, oh, this person's, oh, they seem cool, like, whatever. But in dream time, they seemed very dark and creepy and weird and sinister and stuff. And you were just writing it down, like, thinking you're going crazy. But no, you weren't. You were literally, like, there was a demon obsessed with you or something like that. I don't know. Yeah. This is coming from the fact that, this person did love magic on you. Like a love spell. This is, for some of you guys, this is a person from your past. I don't know if this is somebody you slept with or talked to or went on one date with before or anything like that, but it's like this person, has a shrine or photos of you, pictures of you. This is so creepy and this is so weird to say that this is dharma, but it's like, you're going to see what I mean by that, like how blessed you are, how you dodged a bullet. Your gift from the universe is one to expose what was truly going on to not only you, but to everybody else. So that if you were saying something like, hey, I don't feel right, I don't feel right, I don't feel right, this, and everybody's like, you're crazy, that person's the sweetest person ever, or they would never hurt you, or whatever, trying to make you be discredited, it's about to be on front street that you were right. Yeah, you are like the star of this person's life. It's like celebrities. Like I said in that episode, like Stan, how he was like, P.S., we should be together too. And like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was kind of like crushing on Eminem. This person did a love spell on you, tried to do a love spell on you, or like did sex magic to conjure you up or any of that kind of stuff. You were having dreams about them, wanting to be with them at some point in time. You tried to cut the energy loose, but it was quite literally this person summoned a demon doing that. And that demon ever since then has just been like obsessed with you. So you will see, like I said, you'll see people's inner demons coming out with Aries season. Aries season is that war. You were at war with a demon. Yeah. So if you're like, I don't get it. Like, why do I keep dreaming about this person? Why do they keep coming to my dream? you might fight them, you might fight them off, or you might avoid them. You might wake up in a cold sweat. I don't know what you were doing, but you were battling a demon in dream time thinking it's just this person, but it's not. This is not just a female, like I'm talking to a masculine and a feminine. You have a Virgo or Virgo placement that was obsessed with you. Masculine, divine feminine. These people can be Virgos. You could be Virgos. You can have these placements. It don't matter. But what you thought about this person, what you seen in your dream, visions you seen, what made you move away from this person, place, thing, friends, whatever, is because quite literally they would have ruined your life. Like, that's the only reason this demon was coming towards you, was to ruin your life. But it's like obsessed with you. It's weird. I don't know how to explain it. You could have moved forward from this situation. You're getting justice, so you're... Dharma is justice being served. Yeah, this demon try to have you in despair, maybe like suicidal thoughts or something like that. Agoraphobic, scared to leave your house, feeling like something's in your house or something like that. This beef is like old beef. This is not new. Whoever I'm talking to, you have an old soul, masculine, feminine, whoever. You have a very old soul. So you've been battling this demon like for centuries or like decades, years and years, like every lifetime. And it's like you're done now. You're receiving justice. The cosmos are giving you justice because of everything you went through. Yeah. With the Two of Cups here, some of you guys, justice is a relationship because it's like... I feel like you were put on hold for a relationship because if you would have started dating this person and doing stuff like, you know, moving forward with your person, this demon would have did something to hurt them. I don't know, something like that. Like they're mentally off, disturbed, like crazy at this point. So it's a whole nother entity at this point. It just causes despair. So if you would have been in love already, happy, doing your thing, posting, whatever you're doing, it would have ruined your happiness just because it's some old beef y'all got. So it's like your spirit team, your angels have to step in on this for sure. This is like a possession. For sure, for sure. You're about to get, yeah, I feel like you're going to get abundance. You're going to get the love of your life. You're going to get whatever you've been working hard towards. But like energetically, they want you to understand that you definitely just took down a demon. Facts. And people are going to see that. No matter how you describe it. You know how some people call Jeffrey Dahmer a demon? He literally quite is. Right? You just like conquered somebody that was really, really sick. And this is going to come out like in your community. For sure. People used to sit down with them or their whole little crew is going to go down. Yeah. I feel like you're going to finally be at peace. No energy like this is going to be able to bother you. But I see what it was is that this person didn't see this coming when they sat down and started messing with magic in order to manifest you. They could have summoned the demon through that way. So like I said, people just be Googling shit. Don't be studying. And they ended up writing down a sigil. It looked like they sold their soul literally to a demon in order to get you. So the demon took over them, and then the demon just been fucking with you ever since. So yeah, that's how that goes. That's quite literally what I'm seeing here. And you didn't understand because it still looks like this person, but it's not them. You have gifts. You could be psychic or something like that. So you knew like something's off. Maybe even if I explained it to you, like I told you guys how to spot a demon in your dreams. And you're like, wow, I did see them like that. It's in my dream notes somewhere. You kept having dreams about marriage. This thing trying to marry you. It looked like that person. You're like, why? Like, does this person feel like this in real life? Yes. But the reason it's coming to your dreams and it looks demonic is because this person sold their soul. In order for you, like the first time they ever touched this shit, they sold their soul. They paid for a spell to get done, whether they practiced it themselves or somebody gave them instructions or they Googled it. I want this person to marry me. They took a picture of you, send it to the person, paid for the service, whatever. The person does demonic magic. They did a pentagram or whatever they did. And yeah, there's a, for some of y'all, I'm talking to the divine masculine or divine feminine. And you're going to be like, damn, that sounds like my ex. That's why that bitch was crazy or whatever. That's why. Cause quite literally, they were so obsessed like that because it was a demon. Like the moment that person sat down and did that, the demon took over them. So if you kept having dreams about this person trying to marry you in dream time, you got to fight them off. Your actual divine feminine or divine masculine got to fight them off or like anything like that. The reason you kept having to fight with marriage involved dreams is because it was like trying to get you to sign to a contract in dream time. Basically, like he owes a demon. He asked for this offer, this favor to get you. He didn't know or she didn't know they were going to be possessed by doing it, but I still get my prize. So the demon was very like, what the fuck, pay up type shit. But there's nothing to pay up because no. So you were fighting and battling a demon in your dream, trying to marry you, trying to get you to sign over your soul or a contract of your life or something. And what that looks like in real life is that you'll have love spell dreams and it looks so sweet and cuddly. And then the person reaches out to you and it's like, oh, I really miss you. Here's my number. Here's this or that. And you're like, leave me alone. Like, it's my creepy ass ex. They won't stop bothering me. It looks like a stalker. It looks like a shrine. It looks like whatever. But quite literally, it's because they're possessed by a demon. And a demon is like, this is their only goal as of right now, until they're summoned to do something else, is to get you. That's it. That's all. So it looks very crazy. Yeah, this was done by a spell. So now I feel like you're finally free of this demon's bullshit. You don't have to keep seeing them in dream time. You don't have to keep fighting them in dream time. Them trying to marry you or sleep with you in dream time or nothing like that. You ain't got to go through that anymore. I feel like you're done with this because you just slayed the thing. Yeah. Well, the Two of Wands here is giving me, showing me like you were having dreams, having sex dreams or weird dreams. Like, what the fuck? I don't even like that person. You know what I'm saying? Or you see a family with them or, and it was supposed to, it's a spell. It's like, but it's a demon doing a spell on you. It's not, after that one time, that first time, that was it. It was after that, you were literally, it was a demon doing demonic things to go to your dreams. It wasn't like literally this person lighting candles and shit. It's a demon. They have their own gifts and shit. So it was just able to come to your dreams. That's why you couldn't light a spell or cleanse it away or nothing like that. Because it's like, damn, I just did this. And why does it keep coming back? And why I keep dreaming of this motherfucker? You're just mad, but you're writing down the... Yeah, it was because it's a demon. You can't make it go away all the time. Like, you got to be a strong motherfucker. So I want you guys, masculine, feminine, that's resonating, to know how strong you are with this Mars energy. This... it's going to be revealed locally. Like, what you thought was just in your head or just in your dreams is going to play out in real life for everybody to see that you weren't crazy and you didn't mesh up with this person. For somebody, it's people in your family. People having weird thoughts about you and your family. I don't know, something like that. Like the creepy uncle, creepy aunt type shit. But you're like, why am I having sex dreams about this person and they're this person to me or that person to me? That's why. Yeah. It's a lot of weird ass vibes, bro. Yeah, like somebody in your family want to be your lover for somebody, not everybody. Shit like that. You're like, that dream felt wrong. It's because now that person's possessed by a demon. Damn. That's crazy. I was expecting this with like Scorpio or something, but not this one. Yeah, this is what was hidden from you though. Doubly hidden. So the only reason why it's been exposed now on Dharma because it's going to be revealed sometime soon in like 3D world and real life. But I feel like it's coming out in these messages because it was so hidden from you that you are literally just thinking this person's lighting candles and doing witchcraft on you to come to your dreams or whatever. But after that first time they did it, ever since then, it wasn't them. And it's like, what do you mean that's not them? You know what I'm saying? So that's a lot to deal with, you know? I don't know what to say. It's like if you're missing a piece of the puzzle, that's the piece of the puzzle for sure. Yeah, for some of you guys, it's an Aries or Aries placement, Virgo, Virgo placement. Like I said, it can be like an Aries sun, Virgo moon, Virgo Mercury, however, whatever. Somebody you knew as a child. Yeah. For some of you guys, this is a part of your character building, your destiny. Maybe you're talented, you're a psychic reader, you're a tarot reader. Something. You do divination, medium, something. They was telling you this, and it's like, quite literally, you finally got it, and you're like, oh, okay. But they were saying it, but it's like, nah, ain't no way. Maybe you've seen this person look like a demon in dream time. And you're like, how is nobody else seeing this motherfucker looking like this? Because you have like third eye gifts. You can see things that nobody else can see. Yeah. But no, like this is like a high ranking demon that you took down. This is not like a regular demon with no name. This is like high level, like a demon king or a president, a lieutenant, a duke, a earl, like, I might be able to figure out the name of the demon. I'm trying to see. It might be like Asmodeus with the lovers here. It might be like a sexual lust demon like Asmodeus or with the horse here. It might be like a earl or a duke of hell. But it's like, it has a name. It's not like a legion where it's just some bunch of them. It's like, it has a name. Despair, wrath, sloth, greed, pride. I don't know. It's an official demon though. It might be like a earl or a duke. Something like that. Or it might be Asmodeus. Shit. Some of y'all, it might be different demons I'm naming for different people. It might be Asmodeus, especially if you kept having dreams about having sex with this person or just sex in general in your dream, but every time it looks demonic or something. Yeah, somebody could have summoned Asmodeus. Baal. If they were like, I want you to have kids with me or anything involving kids, it could be Baal. Yeah. Malthus, I see the crow talking to them. That's how he, Ra'um. There's a lot of different demons that this could have been. But for sure, it's one with a name that has high ranking, that has a couple legions under them. And you defeated this demon by simply paying the fuck attention to your dreams. Some of y'all, if you're a man, it could have been Lilith. Something like that. A succubus. Something like that. Yeah. I'm not gonna hold you. It was something. You're not tripping. You're not tripping. That's crazy. So, I think there's a couple cards left. But I'm a little speechless. Cause this is a little crazy. But you were like, what do I need to do? How do I need to do this? You might have been doing full moon rituals or something, thinking like, okay, I'm gonna use the energy like Nola taught me and cleanse away the things I don't want with this moon and that moon or whatever. And you're like, but why is this not working? It's not because you weren't doing it right. It's because this was a fucking demon. So it was able to avoid, your magic ain't be able to stop this motherfucker. Like, you have to pray for help. Like, it was like, help me. Like, you could have quite literally asked your spirit team to help you because something's slowing you down and you don't know what it is. You're like, something's not right. I don't know, but I need to get out of this. I don't like this. Why am I still here? Why am I still stagnant? Why am I still single? And it's because this demon was like trying to marry you and ruin your life. You know, there's a saying in the South. It's like the devil's beating his wife. So it's like, you can't go anywhere, but I'm still going to get you. You know, I own you type vibe. This is the message for sure that you needed to know. Yeah, for some of you guys, it was Lilith. You're battling the succubus demon, the queen of all demons. You feel me? For the men, this wasn't like a random ass succubus. It was like, nah, this is her. Yeah. Damn, that's crazy. But this was supposed to happen. This is on your path. This is like destined to happen, because I feel like with the hermit card here, I'm looking at a woman that's looking at a book. So it's like, this is in your Akashic records. Or if you did a past life reading on this, I bet you could do four different readings for four different lifetimes. And all of the random ones that you do is going to say something like, you've been battling a demon for centuries, and this is da 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 da, and this is how they presented themselves in this lifetime to go up against you, and whoop whoop whoop. It's like, it's gonna say some shit like that, like, in the reading. For sure. With the letter here and the message of concern, masculine's getting a message, feminine's getting a message, but it's like something that's gonna have you clutching your pearls and kind of be like, oh my gosh, shocked, flabbergasted. How much gets revealed to the public about this? I don't know how to explain that or what that looks like for everybody, but it's just like whatever details that you need to know about how Joe Goldberg type this motherfucker was, it's gonna be out there. So that's your justice. That's your dharma right now. Yeah, spirit's been telling you this, but I feel like you wasn't really understanding. They were trying to show you your dreams. You wasn't really understanding. You were probably thinking this person probably just wants to hit you up, and it's like, oh, I'm blocking their number. Oh, something don't feel right. Whatever. And you're thinking like very minimal. Like, oh, whatever. I just blocked this person again, or, oh, this third time I switched my email and they keep finding it, and no. It's like, how does this person keep doing this? Like, do they ever stop? And you're thinking they're spending money on spells and doing the most and being creepy, but quite literally it was a demon. If you would have gotten to, if this demon would have gotten to your life, it would have disturbed your whole path. You would have went from healing and doing high vibrational things to being like drunk, lazy. It would have ruined your life. This is like literally what it was here for. I feel like I know what demon it is, but it's one of those that I have to like, I don't know the word for it. Like, I want to make sure I'm saying the name right. So I'm gonna hold off on, but I know which one it is. It's like you ask for something specifically and it'll tell you yes, but you don't get it. And it's just here to ruin your life. It's like it hates humans or something. I can't remember the name off the top of my head. Yeah, it's very powerful, very successful at what it does at trapping humans, making them feel like they have wishes that they can be fulfilled, and then no, and they're going to ruin all the lives of everybody around you. Yeah, you were able to like serve this demon up. Like, I'm telling you, you did that. That's not his energy. There's two, for sure. I see two different demons. There's at least two, maybe three. Malphus, with sloth here, or like, is this gluttony? What is that, like Belphegor? And the one that I said I gotta figure out their name real quick. So I'm done basically saying what I gotta say. I'm gonna find out the exact names, and then that's it. You might have dreams about like, I'm not gonna hold you. You're so important. You even had like the galactic beings, like celestial beings, gods, goddesses, other planets. Like everybody was helping you beat this demon. So you had dreams about like UFOs, but like friendly UFOs coming out the sky and helping you, or the gods helping you coming out the sky. Like you've been having like dreams like you're in war with like the Nephilims or some crazy shit like that. You're having dreams about angels and demons and all this kind of shit like that. It's cause quite literally like you were literally battling a demon. You're like, damn, I'm a regular person. I'm a mom. I'm a dad, bro. You feel me? But no, you're not regular. You took down the demon. For some of y'all, multiple. For others, it's like I'm gonna name off a couple different names and it's about one of them. Damn, I'm naming off. Facts. Okay, somebody, it's not just Lilith, it's also, Abizuth, where she snatches babies. You could have fought Abizuth or seen Abizuth in a dream. Let me see real quick. So with the seven deadly demons, I'm trying to remember which one was gluttony. Gluttony is, yeah, Belphegor, like I thought. Belphegor, somebody was fighting that off, so maybe you gained a lot of weight out of nowhere. You were gaining weight. You were seeing dreams about this person. This person gained weight, and that could be a telltale sign, too. Maybe this person was, like, skinny as hell. Maybe they had a fast metabolism, never gained weight. And I know people still can gain weight, you feel me? Like, due to health, diet, whatever. But it's like, it wasn't even that. It was demon. It's a demon that's on them. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? So it changed their looks. Asmodeus with lust. This person could have summoned up Asmodeus. Asmodeus got obsessed with you. This is the king demon of lust. You see what I'm saying? Sloth. You could have been very lazy. Could have been eating a lot, being greedy, lazy. So you got Abaddon, which is like, he's known as like the abyss. These are very powerful demons I'm naming off, by the way. These are like demon kings. This is not no regular ass, nothing like that. Jesus. And if they have like a loyal following, like they have a certain duke or earl or lieutenant or something that is under them, you're battling that too. So it was like a gang of them. You might have kept having dreams about like getting chased by a gang of people, and it's like no matter how far you run, how fast you run, what you try to do, they still catch up to you. You still gotta box them and fight them. It's like, damn, how come it's like a gang of them against me? It's because you were fighting their legions. So yeah, it's a lot. But like I said before, all of this was like double hidden from you because you just thought, why am I dreaming so weird? I'm having these weird dreams about this ex person or this old friend or this and that, this family member. Cause I said for some of y'all, some creepy shit like that, trying to do stuff or do this or do that. It was cause it's a demon. So if you notice lately, your dreams haven't been like that, or especially not with this person, that's why, cause you just defeated them. So when you go to sleep again, pay attention to your dreams, cause they might have changed drastically where you're not going through that type of shit anymore. Okay. So Virgo placements, air sign placements. That's all I got for y'all on this episode. I thought I was gonna have to pause it and find out the names, but I was able to figure it out. Don't be asking demons for shit unless you know what you're doing. And even if you know what you're doing, don't do it. I know that sounds contradictory, but like I said, they fuck with me. So I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do to protect my family. But I can see that some of y'all just need to leave it alone because it don't work out the same way for everybody. Don't let your ego get you in the mood of like, she ain't talking to me when she say don't do it. And then now your ass is snatched, body snatchers, because they gonna snatch your ass quick. Okay, that's it. That's all. Take care of yourselves. Congratulations on defeating this entity. And yeah, hopefully your dreams will go back to how they were before all this happened. But it all started with somebody doing a love spell on you. Okay, peace.
Wow.